right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley and Derek Cahill. We're ramping up. Matt is no longer with us this week.
It's not like he's dead. Matt is no longer with us
this week. And so we have Derek here, a very special guest. Derek Cahill, everybody.
Thank you for having me, Fiona.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Can I just quickly compliment the efficiency of this podcast? It's one of the best I've ever done.
We've had no problems. Honestly,
not a problem at all.
The trending word here is seamless, I think.
Impressive, to say the least.
No, Aiden, you crush. Oh my god. Okay, so Derek, for those of y'all that don't know him, your story is like
childhood cancer.
No, let's start pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. What, where was I?
Yeah.
Where to start? I started doing comedy like 15 years ago.
Jeez.
In Florida. Didn't go great down there. So I was impoverished and needed money, so got a job in sales. And right before COVID, I was like crushing it in corporate America, like murdering it. I was a VP of sales. And then I realized I fucking hated everyone that I was surrounded by.
Yeah.
Because before that, I remember when I first got hired, day one, everyone in my training class had gone to like Division I universities, like the best schools you can go to.
Oh, God.
And I graduated high school barely. And I was like, what the fuck? Where am I? But then quickly I realized that they were all little bitches that couldn't barely take care of themselves. And I started getting promoted really quickly. And then I got to be VP. And I'm looking around at all these fucking dipshits around me that I didn't want to be like.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
29.
Jeez Louise. Could never. Okay.
Well, you know, I was sprinting from my impoverished youth.
Yes.
So I was trying to just be rich and successful. And I was, dude. I was fucking murdering it.
Crazy.
But, dude, some of the people that I was working with fucking just sucked. And it made me look at what I was doing with my life. And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. I had a panic attack in the bathtub. Like the chillest place you could ever be in your life.
Oh, were there bubbles involved? Okay.
No, just
a
hot water.
Yeah.
Just a hot water.
Like a man's bath.
A man's bath. Yeah. Yeah. My wiener was floating just above the water.
Like you were staring at it crying.
It's always interesting to see a floating wiener, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like, majestic. What are you doing? Like, yeah.
It's because it's not light. It's
There's
fucking
nothing
super
up
heavy,
here.
Dude.
For, yeah,
very
huge.
Heavy.
You're like, I want to get that out there.
Yeah. So, I had this like existential crisis in my body about the path that I was on. And, one thing I've always been really good at is quitting things that I don't like anymore. Do you want me to help you open that? Okay. I quit. So I quit that job and I did consulting for a little bit and then found
social
media. Still
a big boy job. Consulting?
I fucking hated that job, though. I sucked at that job, to be honest. They wanted me to do stuff that I don't think any human being could possibly do. And I did that for like 6 months, but I was crushing it, bro. I was making a ton of money. And then I left that too and started a chocolate company.
Chocolate.
Did you know that I had a chocolate company?
I've seen it online a lot. Why chocolate? What in the Willy Wonka?
Yeah, well, one is I think I just am like dumb. So I didn't think about like the aspects of like what happens if this is successful because I was like, surely I'm not going to be successful.
You've been successful at everything thus far.
Listen, I'll talk about it with my therapist on Wednesday. Okay. I'm learning. I'm working on that. But there used to be a way bigger belief in my heart that I actually just didn't deserve anything, that I wasn't good enough for anything.
I understand.
So it was really difficult for me to fast forward and imagine success for myself because I felt worthless. you know? Mm. So, and then it's when I'm done crying, I'll finish the rest of the story. Okay. But when I met my wife, Brooklyn, we were dating for like maybe 6 months to a year, and we just randomly decided to start making chocolate one night without any equipment that you need to make it. And it sucked. It was horrible.
Like for fun, y'all are like, this is a fun activity.
We ordered
like
a little bag of cocoa beans.
Okay.
And it sucked. And, you know, we never did it again. But when I got promoted to VP and I was making a bunch of money, we were relocating to Dallas. And on that drive, my wife more or less like called me a little bitch because I had always been starting little businesses. And then I got this job and she was like, you're turning weak, dude. You're getting comfortable. And she was like, we should start something and get back into that life. And it was true. I was being a little bitch. Yeah, she called me out and we started a chocolate company. And when we moved into our house in Texas, we didn't even have like a couch yet, but we had a chocolate machine spinning on the countertop. So, and that's how we started. And we started doing like farmers markets. And then, dude, like we grew that into a $1 million business.
You're lying to me.
And 2023, we did a little over 1 million in revenue.
On chocolate?
Yeah, it fucking sucked, dude. It sounds way cooler than it was in reality. We lost so much money. We got so fucked. The partner d***ed us over. But it's a really weird, like, 5 years of life because, like, 2019, I'm promoted to VP. 2020, COVID hit. I quit. We're starting this chocolate company. I'm doing consulting. Then we opened a restaurant on the front end of our chocolate company.
What?
I know, dude. It's like a fucking fever dream of a life. The restaurant that closed down within a year. The chocolate company was growing, but we were losing a bunch of money. Then we got fucked over by a partner. But during all of this, I started popping off on social media. And dude, it was, we almost lost our house twice because we were running out of money. And then now here we are today. And I've been
Are you posting on socials that start popping?
Actually, some of my best work has never really seen the light of day, and it still hurts my feelings to this day. It was during the COVID toilet paper crisis. I made some of the funniest fucking toilet paper videos you've ever seen in your entire life, and none of them worked, and it still bothers me to this day. But the one that finally popped me off was I was returning a car to Enterprise, and do you remember this? Or maybe,
yeah,
I told you about it.
And
the phone was ringing and no one was answering the phone. So I answered the phone and helped the customer for a few minutes and hung up the phone. And then I had no followers like this. I had like 1,000 TikTok followers. So I did this because I love the game.
Yeah.
And I cut it up. I posted on
and
TikTok.
And now he owns Enterprise.
Now you're my bitch, Enterprise. I posted, dude, it got fucking 25 million views on TikTok. And this was before you got paid on TikTok.
I saw this video like organically.
Okay, that's crazy. That was forever ago. That was like, I think, April of 2021. But I'm really, actually, like on a real note, I'm like fortunate how everything went down. Because if you see social media like today and you like, you, whether it's kids or just like, I don't know, lonely fucking idiots that are posting videos, as soon as one thing goes viral, they want to keep chasing that and do the same fucking thing over and over and over again because they want the attention. They want the following. But being, how old was I? I was like 30 at the time or 30, 31, 32. I had done comedy. I'd been successful in corporate America. I was like, I'm not fucking going around answering phones at companies. Like, I'm not doing that. So it was this really cool moment for me to actually look at like what I've always wanted, like as a comedian, like the attention, the validation, look at it and be like, no. And I just kept posting the shit that I liked posting. Mm-hmm. And dude, I mean, of course, like you had that video, it was like, wah, and then it was just gone. All like, you know, there was a little trickle. It got me to like 100,000 followers, but that also made me realize like it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
With the algorithm and stuff, like I was pretty much still brand new, but I had this like trophy of followers that was just a trophy. And I just kept posting the shit I wanted to post.
And so why'd you get into stand-up?
Because I was a sad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like 20, and I was actually working at a comedy club. I worked at Off the Hook Comedy in Naples, Florida.
I'm about to do that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I've done it twice. But I was a server there. And, dude, I got to see some fucking amazing, like, Ralphie May. I got to see
oh, shit.
A bunch of cool, Jim Brewer, Lonnie Love, It was so fucking cool. And I did my first ever open mic there as a server at the club.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Ate shit. Like, ate a bag of shit. But I loved it. And, dude, it was actually crazy because, like, of course, the nerves of getting on stage, especially at that level, I'll never forget, dude, like, the moment my feet hit the stage, everything went clear. And it was, like, the craziest feeling because, like, going to get on stage, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this joke. And it's so funny now, doing, like, an hour, and I was like, okay, what am I going to do for 4 minutes? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I had, like, 19 different topics for four. Like, each joke was, like, 11 seconds. But as soon as I hit the stage, dude, it was all clear. It was so crazy. Never forget that.
Like, you were finally in the right place.
Like, everything was quiet. Yeah. Yeah, like, it was just stillness. It was really
cool. Well, especially because you had, like, been so... That's a hard part. And I relate, like, on a tiny scale to that. Like, being so successful at other things that just didn't serve you.
I wasn't successful at all back then.
Well, financially.
No, I was 20. That was when I was a little...
No, I mean, like, all your business endeavors that, like...
Oh, I started comedy way before all that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you started doing corporate.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
I get that. That was me, too.
Yeah.
Like, I dabbled a little bit. But when you're successful and stuff, you're like, well, this is what the world told me. Like,
well,
I'm
yeah,
making
like,
the
what
money.
What are you supposed to... Like, because I remember there was this guy that... You know, Southwest Florida wasn't a major comedy scene.
Right.
It was a bunch of, like, fucking just losers, mostly, of me. A bunch of me. And there was a guy one time that told me I wasn't a real comedian because I had a car that worked. Like, that was the vibe of the Southwest Florida comedy scene.
Yeah, you should be struggling worse.
Yeah, no, it's for real. Like, you have goals, you fucking pussy. So, but then I got to the point where I was, like, 24, 25, where I was like, all right, I gotta, like, get my shit together because I had a kid, and then I'd met Brooklyn, and it was like, all right, I'm in Naples, Florida. Like, I didn't do it. It didn't work kind of thing with comedy. Like, there wasn't, you know, it's not like Los Angeles where it's like, it's everything there. Like, there's always mics going. There's always opportunities. Fort Myers was one fucking open mic a week.
Right.
At a fucking bar with four people.
So you had a kid, you let go of the comedy stuff, and then you search for, like, financial stability.
Yeah.
Right. You found Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You became very successful.
She found
making
me, actually. She
oh,
me.
Okay.
I had a comedy podcast at the time, and she was a listener. And she came and gobbled this peen, dude. She was like, no.
Wait, you're fucking lying.
No, that was it.
That's so cute.
I mean, look
that.
At me.
Yeah, you're right. What a dumb, shocking event. Dude. Okay, what? I've never met someone with so much of a backstory. Normally, it's like one thing, and they're like, and then I did comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got layers, dude. I got chapters.
Yeah, I know you do. And okay, I'm not even gonna talk about this correctly, so please. Then you start doing a bunch of, like, house content?
Mm, yeah. The internet is, like, tides of the ocean, kind of. Like, because there's so many people in different buckets that know me or found me for different reasons. Like,
right.
There's the enterprise thing that's now, it's, like, OG, if you remember that and you still follow me. But then, you know, there's videos about, like, being a dad and being a husband, and like some, I had several viral videos just talking shit about being a dad and talking shit about my kids. And then, yeah, like the house stuff, Fuck This House, was another big thing where it was the same thing as the enterprise video. I did a video repairing something. I think my spigot broke or something and was spraying water. And I made a video and got like 2 million views. Lowe's sent me a $500 gift card for nothing just because I said I went to Lowe's in the video. But I didn't do another one for like a year because it was just the same thing that was true to me. It's like, I'm not going to chase what you want. I'm only going to give you what I want to give you. And it's sexual almost a little bit. It's
yeah, you're like, I'm a good girl.
No, but
it's
like, I don't want to get, I fucking have lived a life of doing shit for other people this was like my way of like reclaiming, even though reflecting back, it was a shred of reclaiming because like there was still so much shit that I needed to work through and that I'm working through now. But I just knew that I didn't want to be anyone other than me on the internet. Like the videos that I make, I didn't want to do anything other than what the fuck I wanted to do. So a year later, another thing happened at my house and I remembered that it popped off the first time. I was like, I wonder if lightning will strike twice. And it fucking blew up again. And then just a bunch of shit started breaking at my house. So like for like 3 months, I had like 8, 9, 10 different episodes of Fuck This House. And every single one of them was doing like 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, 4 million.
Oh,
and
my that video, God.
Those videos, I think when I started doing Fuck This House, I was maybe at like 750,000 followers on TikTok. And that took me to like 1.5 million since then, like to now. But now it's like I have this like eclectic like catalog of shit that I do, which is cool because it's like I can post. I did a fucking random documentary review that went viral on TikTok, and it just makes me so happy because it tells me that like the audience that I've built likes me.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be any specific
like,
thing.
Yeah, that's so fucking cool. And now you're like a full time touring comic.
That's the crazy. That's like. I still fucking hard. It's hard to believe that.
Like, you're selling tickets. You're selling now. I mean, fucking A, this is something kind of emotional for me about you. And I feel like maybe I've told you, Derek. Okay. When I started comedy and I started getting better and better, I was like, God, I really want to like go on the road with the headliner. And I was told and like, no uncertainty by many people that would probably never happen for me to go on the road with someone because I had extra things like the wheelchair and yada yada to think about, and it'd be too much for headliner to want to take me. Derek is the first person that ever took me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it made me very emotional. You never like questioned it. You were just like, yeah, come on the road. It's you and Nikki Glaser are the only people I've been on the road with.
Heavy hitter.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's super cool, man. That's so, I had no idea. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're awesome, so it was easy to take you on the road.
Dude, it meant a lot. You wanted to take me on the road before I went on Kill Tony, I think.
I think.
Or right when I did.
I think it was right when you because we had worked together at Huntsville.
Yeah.
And I think that was right at the beginning of your Kill Tony stuff, and I had the run of, what was it, Raleigh, Greensboro, and Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, North Carolina shows.
And now I've done all this.
Slay? I don't know. You go back to Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, we're all surviving.
Oh, Fiona, real quick. Sorry to interrupt the thing that we were just talking about on the podcast that we were doing. Do you have a wonderful sponsor for this podcast?
I am so freaking glad you asked, Eric. Oh my gosh, we do. Do you have a motorcycle?
No, but I used to.
Oh my
and you
God.
Know what I used to struggle with?
What?
Moving it from place to place.
So it was over there, and you're like, how do I get it here?
Exactly.
I do have a creative transport solution.
Damn, I fucking love that name. Yeah. It's really on the nose.
Create transport. All right, they'll move your motorcycles from one place to another without you having to risk it to get that biscuit. They are creative transport, create_transport on Instagram, create transport on Facebook, and the phone number is 414-801-6108.
They'll also move drugs for you if you want them.
Yep,
too.
Give them a call. They move it all. All right, back to the episode.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Oh, is it time for this segment?
Yeah, the voicemails?
Yeah,
we can do that.
Okay, you ready? This is going to be, we're going to riff. We're going to have fun. Are y'all ready for
this
segment?
What's the topic of these voicemails? Whatever they want to say?
Whatever.
I'm going to say, I've never had to screen before. These are very strange, so... Just gonna roll.
I've never had to screen before.
Let me. All right, now ready for Fiona? Call me. Okay.
anytime. Is it not a real voicemail?
Just someone jerking off.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiona. Let me pull up another one.
Just them gooning.
It's just rescalling over and over and over again. He's like, no, I know who you are. Oh, by the way, I didn't introduce Reese this time. Reese Muniz is with me. He is my the feature that came with me. And Reese, actually, I have a special story with Reese as well, because Reese featured for me on my very first headline show coming back to comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. And I remember listening to Reese's set. Oh, that's fine. I wasn't fucking telling a heartfelt story. Right. Reese fucking murdered it as I'm trying to get ready to feel like I'm good enough to go do a headline hour. And I remember being like, fuck, bro, he's so funny. But then I went on and also did great. And it was a wonderful moment, because I think in comedy, you can sometimes get into these moments of like, not me, and I don't think you, but I've heard other comics where they don't
want
to show up.
They want them worse.
They
want to
be the shy.
I know people like this.
I think that's the dumbest shit ever.
I agree. It ruins the show.
Yeah, right. Reese is fucking hilarious. And I remember getting to go on stage and being funny also after Reese and being like, no, we can all
that
win.
That felt good.
Yeah.
I agree.
We made love
people,
after, between
that's
shows.
That's perfect. We'll give each other a little hand job. Adorable.
Big hand job.
Two hands, maybe three.
Fiona, call me.
Fiona, call me.
Hi, guys. My name is Stacy. I live in Ohio, and I watch your podcast a lot. I also have a wheelchair, and I just wanted to say good job on everything that's going on, and good luck on the marriage. How exciting. I hope everything goes well. Okay,
that's fucking hilarious. Did your Nana call and leave that voice?
I know. These girls.
I don't think she understood the assignment.
I know. I don't.
Anyways,
you,
hope everything's
Stacey,
great.
That's so
but
nice.
But so sweet of her.
Very
she
sweet.
Took time out of her day to wish you well.
That's very. Why are you in a wheelchair?
What's
I have
name, Stacey?
To know. Yeah, Stacy.
Stacy, you're a sweet lady.
Yeah, that was
that
adorable.
Was a nice, easy one to start with.
Yeah.
You should call again and get fucking freaky with it.
Yeah, get real drunk and call back.
Put the phone next to your vagina.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Talk and see if there's any weird sounds that come from it.
I love that idea.
Send Fiona vagina sounds.
Fiona, call me. Yeah.
Sorry, Stacy.
Fiona, I just wanted to know if you have an Only Wheels account that I could subscribe to. Thank you. Sean from Seattle.
Show her the fucking money, bitch.
Yeah, what
asking
the hell?
For, asking for
send
treats.
Send some pay stub. Do you even have a job, Sean?
What do you say, Only Wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Only Wheels.
I got a lot of that. I got a DM today. God, I get so many insane ones, but I got one the other day that was like, please show your tits before you die. Love that. Love that. I'm
very
like,
specific.
People have seen them. If it's not you, I'm sorry. You know? And then the other one I got today was like, yeah, it was the same thing.
She was like, the other one was the same. Show your tits before you die.
Yeah, I was like, please make an OnlyFans or press news before you die. And I was like, I understand, but
I wonder what kind of money you could rack up, though. It
I
is an
think
interesting exercise.
That is probably the greatest thing about me is I could be very wealthy because I'm a niche. You know what I mean?
Not only niche category from just physical perspective, but also a fucking famous world traveling comedian on top of all of it.
Dude, I would fucking wreck
up,
up my comedy.
If I had tits,
would
I would get OnlyFans today. Because it's you could probably be so simple with it. You'd be like, and someone pay $10 for that.
Yeah, 10. $100 a month.
$100 to squeeze a nipple on a video for? Is that that's crazy? That's crazy. What would you charge for a nipple squeeze? We're talking 15 second. Hey, boys.
She knows her worth.
Yeah.
Listen, dude. You're fucking your whole market up at that point. Because how many people are going to spend $100 for a nipple squeeze?
I think it's shocking.
A lot more people will spend 10 than people will spend 100. I had a dude ask to buy my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do a bit about it, and I stopped telling it for some reason. I should do that.
Yeah, bring it back.
That's always so funny. I don't know why I cut that out.
I have people try to buy my wheelchair seat a lot.
Yo, there's so many fucking weird people on the earth, dude.
Yeah. The highest... They'll send offers. The highest offer I've seen for that is $5,500.
And you said no?
Yeah.
That's so
listen, crazy. I need to be taken... I have a TEDx talk coming out.
All right. You can't go fucking talk to 13-year-olds and then on the back end selling your ass smell.
Yeah, you know what I mean? On the back end, good
but
night.
But think about the opportunities. It's like, girls, go get your bag.
That's true.
No, we don't want to do that.
No. I think I'm showing a lot of restraint not doing it.
Is it restraint? Yeah, we can call it restraint.
Think about all the money I'm missing out on.
Yeah, dude, there's just so many fucking weird people. Who was it that just turned 18 years old and
fucking,
what's her name? Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny?
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby.
Bad Baby. Like, how fucking, it's just remarkable, the weirdos that exist on the internet.
Yeah.
How do you have the courage to reach out to someone and be like, I'll buy your underwear? The courage.
Yeah.
Off the charts.
Like, it's on.
Have you ever paid for OnlyFans? Yeah. Have you ever paid for porn?
No.
Oh, are you sure? I believe you. Have you ever bought porn?
Aiden?
No.
You've never done an OnlyFans dollar?
No.
Never?
No.
Interesting.
I'm
the best, but not me. Come on, dude.
I don't know. Listen, you got a porn face, bro.
What?
You got a face that says, I'll pay $3 for a nipple tip.
I've never watched porn.
You've never watched porn? Me neither. Just in case Brooklyn's. You've never seen porn?
Uh-uh.
Interesting. Have you ever seen porn?
Well, you have a story to go with it.
I do. Yeah. When
I feel like it's not gonna be a good story.
It's sad. Not sad.
No, let's take
it's
that direction.
Not sad. When Two Girls One Cup came out, how old were we? 12, 11? Something. I had an older older sister, and she called me up to her room to hang out, which was like big deal. And she tied me to a fucking chair and forced me to watch Two Girls, One Cup. And in my little brain, I thought that's what porn is.
Isn't that where they shit on each other?
Yeah. And they eat it.
Maybe I've never seen the video. I've just heard the lore.
I have my eyes held open.
Wow, your sister's kind of a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do we have another call? That was an interesting... detour we took. We covered a lot of topics, learned a lot about each other.
Hey, I've just been calling from Cleveland, Ohio area. I just want to know if you guys have a top three cereal.
They say top
three
cereal? It's the most fucking
top
Ohio
three
question
cereal
I've ever heard in my entire life. And what's wrong with this phone?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just talking shit about everyone that's calling you. That's my fault. These are your fans. And I'm like, you fucking idiot.
Cereal?
All right, my
really
number one to answer.
Cereal.
First, get a fucking better phone, though. Can we agree to that? That was
okay,
crazy.
Android.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Anyways, Sugar Smacks, number one.
What? I've never heard of it. Trix.
Sugar Smacks, bro? The little frog cereal? The little green frog on the box? It's old school. I don't think they make it anymore.
Oh, they're like pops.
Yes, they're like little puppies. Oh, yeah. They're so good.
Interesting.
I don't eat cereal anymore, though, because it's poison. But.
Yeah. I like Cocoa Puffs and Trix.
Captain Crunch slaps.
Oh, those are my top three. I like
I'd go Sugar Smacks, Captain
Honestly,
Crunch.
Honestly, Cheerios can suck my fucking dick.
No, dude. Honey Nut Cheerios?
Nah, bro. That's
me?
Old man shit. Honey Nut Cheerios with a cut up banana in it?
Called me old man and then you're bringing up sliced
cereal. Whoa! Sir, I care about potassium.
Dude, plain Rice Krispie treats? Or Rice Krispies? Plain?
No.
Okay, exactly. Take the fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, dude. They were delicious.
Fucked up.
Do we have any more voicemails? Yeah, here we come. A lot of fucking Cleveland, Ohio people. Wasn't you had another one from Ohio, I thought.
Oh.
That was the nice lady. I think she was from Ohio.
I love your glasses. Can you tell me where you bought them?
Zenny Optics. Discount glasses.
What? How did you pitch this? How did you pitch this?
I said, call in. Leave a voicemail. You got questions. You got stories. You got feelings. Just call in. That's what I said.
Okay, now it's making sense.
Sorry. I should be more direct. We've had a lot of, like, white dudes call in and just yell the N-word hard R.
Oh, of course. It's the internet. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you trying to sift, Umza?
No, yeah, never mind. Sorry.
You can do a problematic
one. At least you have a bunch of people calling in, leaving you voicemails.
That's true. I'll take it. I love it.
$5,500 for a wheelchair seat and you didn't do it is crazy. Because you could do that discreetly. You do that where it never really comes back to you. Matt would give a fuck about you selling your wheelchair? Okay, so then that just destroyed that argument.
Maybe he would. Part of him.
It'd be funny if it's me trying to get it for $5,500. Like, what's the number?
But like, it's crazy that you wouldn't, right? It feels like a reasonable amount to offer.
Crazy, respectful.
Sorry.
That might be it on voicemails.
Do we have weird ones you're trying to protect me from?
Well, some of them are weird, but they're also like 2 minutes long. Like,
yeah, we can. Okay, yeah, you interrupt them.
Okay,
yeah. Go with the weirdest one you found. I can't do another nice person.
I agree.
But you're wonderful people.
Hey guys, my name is Greg Cummings, calling from Tampa, Florida.
Fake name.
I guess I'm calling in just to see if I could get some advice.
He's gonna make this.
Been married for about 8 years now, and I recently found out my wife
19 years old.
Cheating on me. She's been having an affair.
He sucks his friend's dicks
for quite some time, and we have two beautiful children together. And I don't know how to process this whole thing.
What a terrible actor.
We've tried talking it out. I've tried just burying my feelings.
Pause it. I already know what to tell him.
I've been getting it.
I think you should just kill yourself.
Dang!
There's no way that's real.
He has to buy a ticket.
He has two beautiful children. All right, don't do that.
God, Derek, his wife is cheating on me. He has two kids. You have a wife and kids. What is your advice?
Different than the first piece of advice I gave?
Mm. If you believed him,
kill her
what's
first.
Your Stop, we're culpable.
Get custody of the kids and watch her sink into poverty and drug addiction and then revel in it in years from now.
Listen, Derek has seen a lot.
I've had too many of these beers.
They're non-alcoholic for those of you listening on Spotify.
Did you hear him fake crying? That was fake. Can we agree?
Listen, I'm kind of a pussy and I believe everything.
Did you believe it?
I myself would never be put in that situation. But do I believe him?
No. No.
No.
What would your advice be to this if it was real?
Why don't you believe him?
It was an act.
It's just like, yeah, it just felt like if you was in that, you would have been out of that already. I don't know. But if it was me.
For me, it's listening to his vocal changes, how he's setting up the story. I can hear that he doesn't believe himself.
Yeah, he was trying to sound too beat about it.
Like, yeah.
Too much into it.
I feel like because you have a kid, that's why you know.
I think it's because I play poker.
Okay, that's a really good reason, yeah.
I feel good about reading people's, like, talk and,
I can't,
and behavior.
Wait, what is my talk?
Slurred. You're very trustworthy. You're very, everything you've ever told me, I believe.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Did you believe him?
Aiden?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just kind of no emotion.
Not only did I not believe him, I didn't like him immediately.
Y'all, I got a fun story about me not being able to read people, but also my mother can't, so I come by it honest.
Yeah, no, that is something that some people
do. If he's telling the truth, though, that's brutal.
Me and my mom are on a plane back from Texas for whatever, right? And this guy comes and sits next to us, and he's on the outside. I'm in the middle of my mom's window. And we don't really talk to him, but then I had to pee during the flight, so I had to be like, hey, would you mind standing up? Like, I can't really walk, yada, yada. Very nice. Got up, helped me and my mom get me to the bathroom. We sit back down, we end up talking to the guy the rest of the flight. Me and my mom are, like, eating it up. We love him. His name is Matt. And he goes,
now we're getting married.
He goes, yeah, yada, yada. I was out here for surgery. I have glaucoma. I'm losing my sight. Like, again, like, we're like, are you single? Can I set you up with a friend? Like, that's how deep. Okay. Then I go, where do you live? And he goes, I live in Murfreesboro. I was like, oh, that's crazy. My fiance's name is also Matt, and he's from Murfreesboro. And he goes, oh, I'm from Murfreesboro. I was like, how old are you? He's like a year older than Matt, my Matt. And so I'm like, shit, do you know him? His name's Matt Taylor. And he gets weird and be like, no, I don't think. And like, the plane lands. And I go, what's your last name? I want to see if my Matt knows you. He actually doesn't hear me asking for his last name. And then this old man sitting behind me leans forward and says his last name to me. And I can't remember now. But then I had forgotten about the interaction. I'm at lunch with my Matt and his whole family. I'm like, oh, I met the nicest fucking guy on this plane. He's from Murfreesboro. His name is Matt, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, Fiona. This guy is a convicted pedophile.
And you're just like, num, 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 num.
I tried to set him up with my friend Chloe. She was too old for him.
Right.
But, like, also fucking losing his sight and into kiddie porn, that's karma.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe he was karma. Lying about the whole thing.
He's like, I thought she was at least 16. I couldn't see. You know, I don't
know. I couldn't see.
See, this is why I don't talk to strangers in public at all. I don't care. I don't want your life story. I don't want to know anything about you.
I want to know everything.
That is literally a muscle that doesn't even remotely exist in my body. I honestly try not to even look at cops because that's how I don't want anything to do with anything going on around me.
I'm like, where? I always ask, like, do you have siblings or do you fall in the birth order?
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
That's always my starter because I think it says a lot about people.
If someone comes up to me and with the exception of, like, are you Derek? And I, like, that's fine. But if any stranger comes up to me that doesn't, they're not coming up to me because they see me on TikTok and they're like, so what's your story? I'd be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you is my story. Get the fuck away from me. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't read people.
You want to do one more weird one?
Okay. Let's do it.
He's excited about this one.
Yo, hey, you guys. My name's Tim. I've been in the hospital for 42 days.
I believe him.
I got West Nile virus from a mosquito and ended up getting encephalitis. It made my right arm functionally paralyzed. It fucked up my epiglottis, so I can't really swallow.
Fuck.
I haven't had anything to eat or drink through my face hole for those 42 days that I have been in the hospital. I'm currently waiting to try and go to rehab. Shit sucks.
Why'd you pick the saddest Fiona, fucking one to do at the end?
I was really hoping that it was going to be another fake one.
No, this is real, but let's continue. Okay. I feel like we owe this man a good listen.
Okay.
I love seeing you on Kill Tony. I regret to say it's the only place I've seen you other than this podcast. Thank you for being you and not letting the world keep you down. You are an inspiration, I'm sure, to many people. Shit sucks. I can't sleep and I'm eating Jolly Ranchers because the only thing I can swallow is water and hard candy spit. So I guess I lied.
That's the end? That motherfucker doesn't even say goodbye? Ends it on a hard candy swallow?
In like 15 seconds, there's a have a good night.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I thought he just was like, anyways, fuck you.
That was all. I hope you guys have a good night.
See, that guy 100% believe.
Oh, man.
And he almost made me cry.
So sorry. I thought it was going to be.
I got one more weird one for you guys. Dude, that fucking West Nile virus. Did he say he got encephalitis?
Yeah.
Isn't that brain fluid? Isn't that the stuff that babies are born with and they have giant heads?
No fucking idea.
That's the only time I've ever heard it. Wow. That's a sweet man. How are you in bed for 42 days? And he, see, very
Thank
sad.
Thank you for fucking supporting and watching and listening. God.
It would have been funny if it ended with, like, anyways, my GoFundMe is...
Fuck, I wish he had a GoFundMe.
Maybe he can message you and you can...
Yeah, please call back if you make a GoFundMe.
She's going to make you call back. I know you said you have a hard time swallowing and communicating in general, but if you could call and leave me another voicemail.
Yeah. We all have hard times.
He was a very sweet man, though. He sounds like he genuinely very much enjoys what you do. That's cool.
That's very sweet.
Are you like 100% sold on Matt, or is this guy like...
I mean, hey, buddy, you have 17 days.
Do I hear 5,600? Do I hear 5,600?
I would give him my seat cushion.
For how much?
Free.
Free?
Charity.
That fucking, you just linked a connection. $5,500 guy is going to be like, hey, I heard you have some medical bills. Mm-hmm. You want $5,000? Because he's going to probably go down. He's not going to offer full price. Be like, I want you to get it for free. I'm going to give you $5,000. I'll be in touch.
God, what a sweet man.
Yeah.
I hate to move on so quick, but we have a very important... You gotta be like...
Oh, shit. Right now?
Yeah.
And now, we're gonna cover some of the craziest shit you've ever heard with some up-to-date and super real conspiracy theories.
Derek's Conspiracy Corner.
Derek's Conspiracy Corner.
Derek's Conspiracy Corner. Yeah. What do you got for us?
I thought you would start.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'd like to hear your worst conspiracy.
Okay, here's my conspiracy. I don't think I'm disabled. I think Matt's poisoning me.
What would you do if you found out that he's fallen in love with you since you were like 18 and stalked
he's
you?
He's like Munchausen by proxy.
You, and he was like a scientist that knew how to just get your legs. And he did
that. I think I'd have to thank him at this point.
You'd stay with him?
Stockholm, yeah.
You'd stay with him?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, I still need help. I'm good. Don't you gotta clean up this mess you made, bitch.
Did you see the documentary about the mom that was talking shit to her daughter in text messaging?
Yeah.
That was crazy. That's not a conspiracy at all.
That was in the way in the body cam footage.
I was losing my fucking mind.
I was screaming at the TV.
When the
Get away from her!
When the cops were telling her that they knew... And the mom went to hug the daughter. I was like, I would fucking cut your arms off. There's something wrong, though.
Backhand that fucking bitch, dude.
Thousands. Did you hear about this?
I kind of heard about it. I didn't watch it.
It was called the catfish thing. Oh, it's fucking insane, bro. This mom, I knew from the very beginning some old bitch was sending this kid messages because it was like, you probably don't even suck your boyfriend's dick. And I was like,
and like the way she was saying it, yeah. Cut.
No, she said, he wants to be with me. He rubs his hand in my hair and says how beautiful I am. I'm like, that's the most fucking single 50-year-old woman thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
But the documentary, they also didn't cover, like, a huge part of this was the mom during all, like, who is it texting the daughter? She was showing up to the boyfriend who's now the ex-boyfriend. His, like, games out of town by herself.
That's crazy.
I'm not up on this documentary. So, like, the mom was fucking the boyfriend?
No, I think she wanted to fuck the girl's boyfriend and just started. And I think she also wanted to feel important in her life. So started being her own daughter's horrific bully. Like, you could have started at any lower level. You went right for the tip of the spear and just got it, this
but
girl.
She was like, your boyfriend's going to leave you because you're not sucking his dick.
Yeah, you have,
like,
little tits, I think she said.
Yeah, you're anorexic, flat ass bitch.
And what's so crazy is this fucking lady
is her mom.
Not only is her mother agreed to do the documentary, which I thought was the craziest part of all this. Like, she thinks in some world, everyone's going to watch and be like, you know what? I kind of get it. This lady has
a
point.
Really, mom was right. No, and then she goes, hey, at the end, she goes, we all make mistakes. Like, some of us drunk drive, but we don't get caught. Not the same thing.
Yeah, not the
fucking
same thing.
Sociopath. Oh,
I bet they sold it to her like that. They were like, tell your side of the story or something.
Oh,
because
how
would
but still, how fucking dumb do you have to be to believe it? To believe that you're gonna be like a Disney princess at the end of this, be like, yeah, I mean, I fucking bullied my daughter for 2 years, but silly.
I feel like that's a thing though between mothers and daughters, that they always, like, the mom always has like a subtle beef with the daughter. If the daughter's like, you know, good looking or got some shit going on for herself, like, the mom's always a little bit jealous. You
so
know what I mean?
I don't want to perpetuate negative stereotypes against mothers, so I'm gonna say disagree. I will say I'll agree with you if you're a crazy fucking bitch, yes.
But don't you have boys?
I got a girl.
Oh, you have a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and my mom did not get along growing up, but not because she was jealous of me. It's because she tried to tell me I couldn't smoke cigarettes, and I was like, I'm 14, you idiot.
You fucking, I'm a grown woman.
Is your mom crippled too?
No.
I don't think cripple is a word we use anymore.
It's actually the worst word.
Did he just hard R the disabled community?
Really?
I mean, Charles.
I'm sorry.
So, no, I feel like...
Get the fuck out of here!
Cripple, not a cool word. Not a cool word. I'm
handicap?
Disabled. Handicap is like a parking space. It's handicap.
Is your mom fucked up like you? Or
nah.
Like...
Nah, that's Jesus. Fair. That's good. No, my
is your
mom
a cripple like you are?
That was crazy!
I'm trying to be nice, like I didn't say...
No.
I was trying to be nice about it, bro. You know what I mean?
Trying to be nice by using the word cripple.
Crazy.
It's all right, Reese. We're learning.
It's okay.
I didn't want to say, is your mom all fucked up like you? You know what I mean? I was trying to be like PC about it.
My mom is a D1 athlete. She played basketball in college, dude.
I hope the cripple part stays in. Don't edit
it
that out.
It will, but I'll keep his Instagram handle up here the whole time.
with a picture of him. This is who he is.
Hey, if they want it, come get it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's serious. Go. It's not funny. I didn't think of a funny one. This was real. You know, I went into my texts for this.
Yeah.
I think that we are being systematically micro-attacked. By little people. By, like, our government or some extra, like, all these little, like, attacks that we get, like a school shooting or this fucking dude that just ran his truck into a church. I think it's like these little micro attacks, nothing that would cause crazy disruption to the world or America, but enough to start sowing distrust and crazy shit. So we become, like, used to it because it pushes us into living in a fear state. and which leads to governmental restrictions put onto ourselves. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Okay, that's a Baskin. Sorry, Matt. I know you're going to watch this and edit. That sounds a best conspiracy.
It's almost like not even a conspiracy.
Yeah. I know. It's like, is it? I feel like it's true. I feel like it's exactly what's happening.
So, like, the little events are like, it's like guiding a fire, kind of like,
yeah,
you
like,
do this along the way,
yeah,
to push
just
people
these
a certain
little things that are being orchestrated to keep us like subservient and to keep giving up, like the whole fucking like the Patriot Act, all this stuff that enabled the government to surveil American citizens, is all under the guise of safety.
We've like, I can't think of when, but like I know in history we've seen stuff like this. It's like the breadcrumb effect.
Well, it's like false flag type shit.
Yeah.
And the other side of it, dude, is I've always like snapping your finger. Like right now what's going on with like immigration and what's going on with like this attack on the homeless of like Portland and Chicago and shit is just uniting these fucking dumb idiots under false pretenses of like, let's go find a different enemy because it's not us. We're not the bad guys. We're here to help you. But it's just all about I mean, I use this word very lightly because it's fascism.
Yeah.
It feels like it's like these baby steps into just more and more control. And before you fucking idiots categorize me, I'm not a Democrat. I'm also not really a Republican. I'm more of like a libertarian. It's just what I see with my fucking eyes is this crazy. It just is just a series of these tiny little things that are, yeah, ushering us, sweeping us into a certain direction. And over fucking 80 years, it's a lot.
But it's like so small. That,
and also just
that
real
we
quick,
almost don't know.
This
it.
Predates Donald Trump. So I just want to make sure like my political, this fascism thing, I think is both sides. I think it's Democrats and Republicans want to move towards more totalitarian government.
Together.
Oh, they are all together. Yeah. I actually think there's so much division because that's part of it. That's part of this push to just get more and more control over what's going on.
So you think the end goal is control? Like for the, just yes. Basically, yeah.
Look at, dude, and I think artificial intelligence has I think that plays a major role in everything. That I think it's almost like the shoelaces that tie everything together, because now, you know, 30 years ago, people had like honor and, you know, respect towards one another. Now, you can fucking fake a video and, you know, we won't use Trump as it, let's say Kamala Harris or, you know, whatever the next Democratic guy wants to go get elected or wants to go get elected. They could say some horrific shit that's recorded and all it's going to take, that wasn't real. That was artificial intelligence. And if there's an enough of a subset of people that just believe that, what's the truth? There is no truth anymore. The truth is only what you're told.
Damn, I'm scared.
It's very fucking scary, yeah. Dude. And honestly, I didn't even mean to take it this deeply. You guys, like, but that's the reality, bro, is when there is no objective truth, there is no freedom because there's nothing to find anymore. Look at all this shit. Everything we hear on the fucking news is like half the fucking headlines that are posted are not even real. It's just inflammatory shit that we're so divided, we automatically believe. My fucking wife, Brooklyn, will send me things sometimes, be like, did you hear about this? And I feel like I'm the only fucking motherfucker on planet Earth that does research after a title. And I'll text her and be like, that didn't happen. That's fake. It was not real.
I will send Matt stuff and be like, tell me if this is real or not. I don't want to read it.
Well, people are just so desperate to feel validated in their beliefs. You know, like the people that feel like immigration, like it obviously needs to be controlled at some point. Like, you know, we can't just have fucking a billion people pouring in from all over the place. Like, I get it. I get the common sense aspect of it. But the of immigrants is fucking insane. It's insane. I could keep going for such a long time, dude, because it's just so interwoven. Because even I think the big picture is all rooted in fear, losing governmental control, losing world power as a control. There's no, I can't. That's going to get crazy deep. Conspiracy theories with Derek.
Yeah, conspiracy theories.
I'm gonna be fucking murdered by the government. Be like, this motherfucker.
I'm like, I didn't say anything. Damn, where are we at? Oh, slay. All right.
We on time?
Yeah, we got to move on over to the Patreon. Before we do that.
Low battery.
Same, bitch.
Same. Oh, shit. Tell these great people where they can find you.
Well, if you agree with everything I've said, you can find me on the internet. Mm-hmm. Derek Cahill is my name. I think that's me on Instagram, DERIC_Cahill, CAHILL. And when are you going to post this? Do you know when?
This will be in 3 weeks.
3 weeks. I'll have Plano, Texas coming up, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C. Wow, how appropriate.
Wait, I'm going to all the...
Are we like?
Are
on
we
the same
like?
On, floor?
I know.
Are you doing the Comedy Loft in DC?
I can't remember. Is there? Sorry, keep doing your thing. We'll talk
I'm
about
done.
This.
I'm done. Yeah. And TikTok is Bold Fam. Yeah, you'll find me. Yeah, that's. Thank you for letting me be here. And I hope when I told that guy to kill himself, you know that I wasn't being serious. That was a joke. I don't advocate.
It's
for,
a comedy podcast.
I don't advocate for suicide. Unless you are that guy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't do it, please. Stupid. Don't use permanent solutions for temporary problems.
And I'm Vienna Colley. you can find all my tour dates and tickets at viennacolley.com. November 12th. I'm taking October off to get married.
Slay.
It's a laugh. But I'm back in November. I actually have a fucking Tampa. Wait.
Are you doing the Funny Bone?
Not Tampa. What's the place you use?
Naples.
Naples.
Off to Day, a comedy club.
I think on the 9th of November. Then Dania Beach, the 12th of November. Miami, 13th. And so on and so forth. Just go to funicola.com for tickets and... If you're a real motherfucker, you'll join us over at the Patreon.
And Fiona is paying me handsomely.
A lot. He gets to look at all these fucklers. He cannot take one. All right. See you at the Patreon.
I love you.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Matt's not here. I always forget. Subscribe wow. to our Patreon, patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod.
Don't let the government get away with it.
Nope, don't. Follow us. Bye. Love you. See you at the Patreon.